Strange Adventure.
Police Sergeant Callahan's face was grim as he reported the tragedy of Branson Farm to Inspector Jonathan Hawk.
Yes, Chief. Paul Branson was shot down in cold blood in his dining room. The boys arrested Pete Branson, but he denies knowing anything at all about his brother's murder.
The homicide officer made a few notes on the pad before him.
Are there any clues?
No, there's not a thing. The bullet was from a 30-caliber British rifle. The boys have searched the whole place and can't find the murder weapon.
I see. Bring Pete Branson in here.
A slow-moving, loutish youth was ushered into Jonathan Hawk's office. The inspector motioned him to a chair.
Did you and Paul ever quarrel?
Yeah, once in a while about Millie.
And who's Millie?
My girl, or she was until Paul took her away from me. But I never got mad enough at him to kill him.
Perhaps not. But why did you refuse to help look for the gun that killed your brother?
That's a policeman's job. Besides, if you think I done it, you got to find a gun to prove it, ain't you? You can never make me confess.
When Branson was taken back to his cell, Hawk tried to unravel the snarl of mystery before him. He knew the gun must be found before there was a chance of getting a confession from the man he was sure was guilty. His glance fell upon an article in the afternoon paper. A mind reader named Maxime Longner was in town to give a demonstration before a luncheon club. Longner had claimed to have solved crimes by mental telepathy. Hawk had an idea. He located Longner and summoned him to the office of the Homicide Bureau. A small, dapper man walked into the office, and Inspector Hawk explained the case to him. The mind reader nodding understandingly.
Give me a chair in front of Branson's cell, and let no one disturb me for a few hours.
Longner sat in his chair and stared through the bars at the prisoner. Branson ignored him, even turned his back upon the stranger, who sat so still and watched him through thick glasses. 1 hour passed, then another. Branson began pacing the floor, glancing now and then at the man who stared. At the end of the third hour, the prisoner rushed toward the bars and began yelling for the stranger to leave. Longner moved toward the cell until he was face to face with Branson.
I will leave, after you've told me where you hid the gun.
The youth swore at his tormentor. Suddenly, his hand snatched through the bars at Longner's throat. Longner sprang back from Branson's clutching fingers. He seated himself once more and began staring at the prisoner. Branson finally began to break.
If I tell you where the gun is, will you go away?
Longner nodded.
The gun's in the well back of the barn. Now beat it.
The murder gun was retrieved from the bottom of the well, and Pete Branson confessed to the murder of his brother. A few days later, Jonathan Hawk was shown an interesting headline. Mind reader branded as fraud. Maxime Longner, the self-styled mental telepathist, failed to impress a board of scientists at St. John's Academy last night and was accused of fraudulent claims to supernatural powers. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.